USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering sending migrants who cross the border from Mexico into so-called sanctuary cities. He says he's weighing the idea because Democrats have blocked his efforts to change the country's, quote, very dangerous immigration laws. Putting aside warnings from officials in his administration, the president embraced the idea of sending newly arrived border crossers to cities that refuse to facilitate immigration enforcement.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tells CBS News the president is acting badly.
It's ludicrous. It's petulant. I was 7 years old. He would be embarrassed.
On Wall Street, the markets closed higher. The Dow is up 269 points. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas. And there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A source has now been identified in a multi-state E. coli outbreak. WSB reporter Sabrina Cupid.
It appears ground beef is the source of the outbreak based on preliminary interviews, according to the CDC here in Atlanta. People who have gotten sick reported eating the ground beef at home and in restaurants. The CDC is still trying to track down the producer of the meat. At this time, the agency is not recommending that consumers avoid eating ground beef, but instead make sure it is cooked thoroughly. Over 100 people have gotten sick, with 17 people admitted to the hospital. So far, no deaths have been reported.
According to meteorologists, more bad weather is coming to the U.S. Severe storms, including tornado warnings, are possible in parts of East Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. 70 million people will face a severe weather threat through the weekend from the Florida Panhandle to Ohio, and from there eastward all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Strong winds, hail, and thunderstorms are predicted throughout the Midwest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Defense officials are calling for the creation of a U.S. Space Force. John Clemens reports.
In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan asked for the funding of a Space Force in the fiscal year 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. He testified about the threat to America.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
I'm John Clemens.
A popular home goods retailer is announcing some closings and some openings as well. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
Bed Bath & Beyond saying that it's going to close at least 40 of its stores while planning to open 15 new locations. The company says it's in fine financial shape but wants to close stores where they can't negotiate better lease terms. Bed Bath & Beyond closed 21 stores and opened 3 during the fourth quarter of last year. The company has more than 1,500 stores nationwide, including not only Bed Bath & Beyond but World Market, Harm & Face Values, Bye Bye Baby, and Christmas Tree Shop. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.